yet. I've been told it's about 12 minutes, 12 to 13 minutes. So. But I haven't timed it very accurately, so we'll see how it goes. Right, Jesus said, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In the Old Testament, the word Father is mentioned quite a lot of times, and that might be quite a surprise to you, but we hear Jeremiah says, in reference to God, the Lord God and Father of Israel. And in 1 Chronicles, David says, blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. And there are instances where the Bible talks about God's children, or in reference to them being a nation. And there's a consensus amongst most commentators that this is that the word Father in the Old Testament is more of a metaphor for the relationship between God, the Father, and Israel as a collective, so as a nation. There's very little reference to a personal relationship of a child with the Father. Also, if you look through the Old Testament, most of the time the word Father is in lowercase. It's not until you look into the New Testament that you find that when they're talking about God, the word Father appears in a capitalized, uppercased F. So that's quite important, because when Jesus says, this is how you pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. This is the name of the Father. He's talking about a name which is a very powerful and profound, has a very powerful and profound meaning, because it's about that relationship a child has with the Father, which doesn't really seem to happen so much in the Old Testament. This is a new thing. And we're going to look now at 1 John chapter 3. So if you've got the Bible, it'd be useful to have that. It's on page 1228. And John says, see what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Now, when I looked at this in the King James Version and the NIV and others, there are other words are changed, and one of the words that's added right at the very beginning is behold. And when it says the Father has given us, in other translations it says bestowed or lavished. So if I read it again with those words in, it says behold, see what kind of love the Father has bestowed and lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. I like that bit at the end that says, where so we are. It's emphatic. There's no discussion about it. We are children of God. And when you look at that, it says, behold, this is really exciting. I mean, it's unimaginable that this is an amazing thing that's happening here. And it's... John says, look at this, look what's happening. It's amazing, it's wonderful, there's a beauty about it. This is God's love to his people, and it's bestowed on us. He lavishes his gift on us, that we are children of God. In one of the big ways, of course, that God shows his love is that he sent Jesus. So God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that anyone who believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's John 3:16. And that should be enough in itself, that God saves us and that we can be with Jesus for eternity. That would be enough in itself. But God goes even further. This is like a second blessing, that he wants to make us his children. He wants to be our Father. It's amazing love that God shows us in that way. And he wants to do it in a very personal way. Paul takes this even further in Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and onwards. And he says that you have received the gift of adoption as sons, so that we can cry, Abba, Father. Now, when it says gift of adoption, as sons. That doesn't mean it's only the males that are going to be saved and going to be children. No, it's in the ancient times of ancient Rome and Greece and the Hebrews as well. People of nobility had to carry on the male line from one generation to the other. But of course, they couldn't always necessarily have children. They wouldn't necessarily have male in the family. So they would adopt a young boy or a young baby boy from somewhere else into the family. And this was like a legal contract. It was a binding contract. But this is open to all of us, and it is the work of the Holy Spirit. We are not just children of God in name. We are children of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit that brings adoption into God's family. And that enables us to say, Abba, Father. Because he goes on to say further in that verse that the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. It's the Holy Spirit's work of adoption in us. And it's the Holy Spirit's work in us that makes us children of God. It's nothing that we can do, but it's just by the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, and by what Jesus has done. Because in 1 John 1:12, we read, yet to all those who did receive Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gives them the right to become children of God. So it's through Jesus, in the love of the Father, and by the power of the Spirit, that we become children of God. Nothing that we can do, you know, to earn that favor. This is a free gift of God, but it's only for those who have given their lives to Jesus. But we are all children of God. And if we're adopted, we also share as heirs with Jesus in the great things that God is going to give to us in the final days. If we go back to 1 John 3 and verse 2. Whoops, where have I got that? Sorry, verse 2. He said later on, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. At the moment, we don't know what we will be like. But when we see Jesus, we know we will be like him because we shall see him as he is. And he will be the King of glory. He is the King of glory, but we shall see him in that glorious position. But we will be there as well in that family. We won't be there as slaves or servants. We will be part of a royal household because we will be brothers and sisters with Christ. To me, that seems a bit strange that Jesus is going to be my King, the King of glory, but I'm also going to be his brother, and he's going to be my brother. But we will be one there as a royal family, and we will share in all the great things that God will have for us, just as Jesus will be there as well. I mean, we'll see Jesus, we'll be part of that family, and the things that God gives us now, there'll be even more to come when we see him in glory. And all this happens because of God. God the Father, the love of God the Father who wants us to be his children. The love and sacrifice given by Jesus on the cross that makes all that possible. And it all happens not just in name that we are children, but through the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us all the time. And when we cry, Abba, Father, it is the work of the Holy Spirit in us that is witnessing with our spirit that we are children of God. So let's just pray. Behold, see what kind of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Praise to the Father, praise to the Son, and praise to the Holy Spirit. Amen.